Hello, this
Blog
is your girl,
Talk
DJ
Radio.
Carmi. This is DJ Carmi, and we are right here now, live on KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music, with the son of the late, great, legendary, Melvin Franklin, a.k.a. Blue. And, of course, he was the bass singer and co-founder of The Temptations. So we have Melvin Franklin Jr. with us today. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, Mel.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it is our pleasure. We want to go ahead and get right into the interview and start asking some questions. But first of all, I want to let the people know that I have you down as a rapper, actor, writer, and singer. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Great. And they also call you Blue, too?
That also is correct.
All right, awesome. So tell us a little bit of something about your history, Melvin. Let's go back so you did get to spend a lot of time with your dad, right, before he passed away?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, you got a chance to spend a lot of time with your father. He passed away.
No, not necessarily. As the song goes, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone. So,
gotcha. So tell us a little bit of something about, let's start out about, you know, the relationship that you had with your father. How was that? How was it growing up?
Well, I actually did not grow up with my father. So our relationship was not as strong as it otherwise could have been, had that been the case. But everything that I have learned vicariously about him through others, you know, stories that have been shared with me throughout the years, ascertained that he was a pretty big-hearted guy. And, you know, very approachable, very respectful. And these are the traits that, you know, I hold close. This is the lens through which I view him.
Gotcha. So the only thing that you have now is stories that you've heard about your father growing up?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, things that I see online, past performances and interviews and things of that nature.
Gotcha. Well, I totally understand, you know. You and I are probably in the same shoes when it comes to that. Now, do you know exactly how many other siblings you have by him? How many brothers?
Yes, I have two sisters and one in Georgia, one in Baltimore, and then I have a brother who is no longer with us. He passed back in 2000. That was David Jr.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, are you guys pretty close? Do you stay in contact with each other?
And my two sisters, yeah, we do contact one another. Once again, having not grown up with each other, we're not as close as the quote-unquote normal siblings, but I would like to think that we're all pretty close.
Great. Well, tell us something about your childhood as you know it. I really want to know when you realize or what age were you when you finally decided you wanted to become a part of the entertainment industry?
I would say I was pretty early. I began writing music around the age of 9. And I want to say I entered a talent show at school, and won kind of just went from there. It was never really something that I took seriously as far as career is concerned until I got a bit older. My initial goal was to make it to the NBA, believe it or not. That was my first dream, was to make it to the NBA. But God obviously had other plans. So I still profess significant love for basketball. Kobe Bryant, I am not. So, you know.
But that was one of your dreams, though.
very, very early on in my childhood, yes.
Gotcha. Now, how about your other siblings? Were they into music as well?
That I would not know. Once again, that's information that I would not be privy to since we had not grown up together.
Gotcha. I totally understand. So when you say you were in a talent show, can you remember the song you sang? Did you rap or did you sing?
I rapped. It was a rap.
You rapped?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I see that you also do some singing as well, right?
Well, yes, I am. I am a proud member of the Sons of Motown. It was a collective that is comprised of myself, David Ruffin Jr., Glenn Leonard Jr., and Paul Williams Jr.
Awesome. How's that coming along for you guys?
We are working on putting together a national tour that we hope that will carry overseas as well to carry on the legacy that our fathers before us established.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, some of those.
We definitely hope so.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that a lot, because we really want people to know about it, because you know that most of us are huge fans of The Temptations. And a lot of my colleagues and people that I know of would, you know, love to know about these concerts, you know, just for support. I think
it's
awesome.
We definitely appreciate that. And that is a major part of the reason as to why this thing is manifesting in the first place. Because we know that not only is it an opportunity for us to be able to carry on the legacies that our fathers established, but it's also an opportunity for the fans to relive sort of a sense of nostalgia, you know, from the good old days.
So what about you? You can still, or can you do the bass? Can you do some bass singing?
Well, you know, no one is my father, so.
Nope, that's true.
I will not attempt to embarrass myself and say that I can, but I do my best.
Right. I totally get it. I was just trying to see, you know, I was just picturing you guys, and you could do a little bit of that deep, you know, bass singing. Because I think you do have the, you know, you got the voice, man. With a little practice, I think you can get it done.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we are in the process of producing.
Right. So besides your dad, who are some of your biggest inspirations when it comes to the legend?
Are you speaking musically, specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Or just generally in life?
Just who would you say that inspired you the most? Let me just put it that way. As an artist.
As an artist, I would say Jay-Z is my biggest inspiration.
Oh, okay.
Just because of all of the barriers that he broke through artistically and politically, was able to bring a different viewpoint to hip-hop Not necessarily his music per se, though I am a huge fan of his music, but just his modus operandi, everything that all of the check marks in his career have been, for the most part, firsts for a hip-hop artist. He broke through all of the proverbial glass ceilings and basically showed not just hip-hop fans in general, but the world at large, that it's not just a collection of idiots and hoodlums,
right,
and street corner crack dealers. There are actually intelligent individuals, trailblazers within this industry, and has taken it to heights that were completely unforeseen prior to his career. So, you know, just as an overall body of work, he would be the greatest inspiration, I believe.
And you know, I'm agreeing with you. Right. And I agree with you, everything you just said right now. And he's broken a lot of barriers, and a lot of people don't like to recognize it or want to see that, but he has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I appreciate you, you know, being honest about that. Now, I also notice here that you have another title as an actor. Tell us about that. What have you done?
Well, just is some independent stuff. I haven't done anything major as of yet. Just kind of getting my feet wet and building my resume, getting my chops, as they say.
Gotcha.
But I've definitely been bitten by the bug. I have been writing for quite some time and had an opportunity through an associate of mine to get into a straight-to-DVD film that for many, many reasons wound up not being released, but I was a main character in the film, and just the entire experience, it was extremely enjoyable. Everything about it, the camaraderie of the talent and the operators of equipment to, the production and, the long hours, and I loved every bit of it. So it was definitely something that I wanted to get into further. So I began taking classes and kind of just educating myself on the craft as a whole, and hopes to be able to land more prominent roles here in the future.
Well, I think that's great. Yeah, I mean, as far as, the DVD or CD, have you guys also tried to reach out to, like, Netflix with independent film?
Well, see, it was not my film. I was cast in it, because of a bunch of behind-the-scenes things with the director of the film and the filming crew. There are some issues there that need to be ironed out, and so things that are above my pay grade.
Totally understand. Yeah. And right now, already, we are up on halftime. Time just zooms by. But what I would like to do, I would like for you to do, Melvin, is introduce the track coming up at halftime. Let them know, artist name and song title. And make sure you guys don't go anywhere, because right after this, we're going to find out more information about Mr. Melvin Franklin Jr. So we're going to let you introduce the track now.
Yes, this is entitled Papa Was a Rolling Stone Part 2. And it's basically what it was growing up as the son of a temptation.
All right, there we go. So make sure you guys listen up. Coming up now.
going home. Macaulay Culkin with it, nigga, I was home alone. Remember Kimba and let me talk to him on the phone. And tell me how a grown woman does that to a child. And they wonder why I was wild as a juvenile. That shit influenced everything that I be doing now. People hear my story and be like, you've been through it well. I'm the son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Everybody like that's so amazing. The son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Imagine the expectation that I'm facing. I'm the son of the greatest to ever do it. Reason why I'm the truest. Even though coming up as a youngin', I never knew it. But every time I would see him on TV, I'm running to it. Screaming out, that's my daddy, oh, isn't he the cutest? What my nana used to say to me. Somebody explain to me exactly what I did to make my daddy stay away from me. Remember Auntie Juliet would deal with me so patiently. She would take the time to say what no one else would say to me. You're the product of luck and not love. But don't let that cause you to think that you're not loved. Then the words that I'm living by, still think about it now and I get teary-eyed. After that was never had a true home. Ain't no getting through to me. At that point I was too gone. Living life like I was too grown. If only they could have known I'm the son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Everybody like that's so amazing. The son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Imagine the expectation that I'm facing. I'm guzzling liquor to try to stop our heart from racing. A decade in prison and still ain't learned how to be patient. I stay operating in a state of heavy sedation. Cause 98% of these industry niggas are fake. I'm the son of a temptation. Everybody like that's so amazing. The son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Imagine the expectation that I'm facing. I'm praying to God this opportunity don't get wasted. I'm feeling the victory is so close that I can taste it. So I'm motivated to work on an everyday basis. Cause nothing in life is worse than being considered basic. You come from greatness. So I wear my work boots to sleep and I tighten my laces. And rap to the competition, couldn't see me with LASIK. I'm about to blast off from the legacy that he passed off. From singing and dancing his ass off. And that's all the public would ever know about him. Till somebody tells you what it was like to grow up with Dottie. Yeah, he was the Rolling Stone and left a hole in my heart that's as big as a motorhome. And just because he's my daddy, I'm getting this proof alone. Now I'm in charge of the family, I'm feeling like Corleone. But this ain't no Godfather movie, I'm just a man fulfilling my duty as the son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Everybody like that's so amazing. The son of a temptation. Son of a temptation. Imagine the expectation that I'm facing.
All right, that was Papa Was a Rolling Stone Part 2, Melvin Franklin Jr., you guys. Thank you all so much for staying tuned in to the second half of the show. Once again, this is Melvin Franklin Jr. He is the son of Melvin Franklin, which is the co-founder and the bass singer of The Temptations. Welcome back, welcome back. And I did want to ask you, though, when we came back from break about your relationship or you being the cousin of Rick James.
Yes.
Now, did you... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, what kind of relationship that you guys have as cousins?
None whatsoever, actually. Yeah. I myself was not aware of that fact until I received an invite to his funeral. And upon reception of the invite, I started doing some digging. And that's when I realized that we were cousins. And because the rumor has it within the industry, my father liked to take a lot of individuals underneath his wing, and he would refer to a lot of people as family. And so it got a bit difficult to distinguish who was actually a blood relative versus who was adopted family. And so this was something that was kind of considered just another one of his adopted family members, at least in my household, until reception of the funeral invitation. Then that's when it was made apparent that, no, this is actually a member of your family.
Isn't that something? Now, how was he related? How was he, on whose side? Dad?
No, my father, on my father's side.
Okay.
Somehow, or not, yeah, there was, my father was his uncle. I think he was like, Jesus. I'm going to have to call David.
Yeah, I know it's confusing.
I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to give you any misinformation. I want to give you the facts, so I would have to call David to refresh my memory, because this was many, 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 many years ago. Obviously,
yeah, I appreciate and I kind of understand what you were saying about, you know, being adopted as family, because even just going back and reading the history on the Temptations, you know, they considered each other family.
Exactly.
Speaking with David, he considered the guys his uncles. So I totally understand you when you say that. It's hard to decipher between that. But what I would like for you to do now,
Melvin. Are you talking about David Jr.?
David Ruffins Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, David Ruffin Jr. Yeah, I interviewed him as well. Real good guy. But what I want to do now, if you can, I know you've been out there and you guys are getting ready to do your own thing. And now, as far as you as a solo career, have you been performing lately, like on your own?
Well, I had been performing on my own, and I'd taken a hiatus because I've been focusing all of my energies towards the launching of the Sons of Motown project.
Okay, and that's totally understandable, because usually what I like to do when we have someone on the show is, if you have any advice right now that you can give an up-and-coming artist about this industry and just, you know, give them a boost on what to do to make it to that next level. Could you share that information with us?
Yeah, sure. Okay, most people think it's really complex, but it's not. It just consists of two simple things. But you get in what you put out. Mm-hmm. Or you get out what you put in. Excuse me. You have to be willing to work. You have to be willing to work hard. You have to be willing to work for a long time. You can't ever give up. That's basically, you know, the secret. You can't give up.
That's right.
You know, they say every overnight success is 10 years in the making. You know, You have to be persistent. That would be my number one thing. Persistence is key. Consistency is key. You cannot stop. You have to do this every damn day. And my other piece of advice would be, don't follow anybody's advice. Simply because there's a million people that'll tell you how to do it that have never done it. And eventually your own vision will become lost in the words, in the unwise counsel of others. And the best thing you can do is to focus on your dream, on your vision, and be persistent with your goals, your dream, your vision. It's not anybody else's. It's your life. You know, they what their decisions are for their lives will not have an impact on yours, and vice versa. But if you allow them to make decisions for your life, then it will have a direct impact on the outcome. And so just ignore the noise. Don't take any advice. You know, you'll know the difference, the discernment within you. The Holy Spirit, your gut, you know, whatever it is you want to refer to it as, will let you know what's right and what's wrong. You know, it'll let you know if somebody's giving you real game versus somebody just blowing smoke. But at the same time, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that has to live this life, nobody else. You're the one that has to live with the consequences of your decisions, nobody else. So just keep your head down, stay persistent, and ignore the noise.
Man, that's the truest thing I've heard all year. You said a mouthful right there. I try to put that out there to them as well. If it's something that you love, if you love what you do, then of course you're going to stay persistent and you're going to keep doing it because that's what you love. And that's with any dream, anything that you want to do in life. Like you said, be persistent. We really do appreciate you sharing that information with us. And Melvin, if anybody wanted to reach you, the reason I ask you if you were performing live lately, like for instance, if you want to be booked somewhere to perform, are you up for that or are you just strictly right now Sons of Motown?
No, I'm always available for booking unless it conflicts with something that SOM already has booked. If anybody wants to contact me via my Facebook page or newenglishent@gmail, you can feel free to email my, that goes straight to booking. And, the wonderful, wonderfully dedicated individuals that I have with me will make sure that all information is exchanged.
Awesome. Thank you so much once again, Melvin, for coming on the show. It's an honor. I really enjoy talking to you guys because not only, you know, do we get to share information with other artists, but, you know, I enjoy learning, you know, about you guys because I know of the fathers, but it's just so, it feels good to even find out more, you know, about the siblings as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, you know, just want to put that love out there for you to let you know that we're going to support you guys 100% on what you're doing. Just wishing you nothing but the best. Now, are there any last words or shout-outs you would like to do before we end it?
Well, I will say this, that your words are well-received and greatly appreciated. And as far as the people who have been listening in, I do appreciate you all taking the time to support this platform, not just necessarily because of me, but the individual efforts of the host. Everything starts somewhere, you know, and we as entertainers are only as successful as you, the fans, allow us to be. So we definitely thank you on behalf of myself and DJ Carmen.
Oh, man, thank you so much for putting that out there. And, of course, maybe, you know, in the future we want to have you back here just to see what's going on with you guys. So I'm definitely going to follow what you guys are doing. Like I said, I support it, and I just can't wait till everything kicks off. And what we're going to do right now is end the show, and thank you all so much for being tuned in to KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. Artists, you already know, if you're looking to get aired, hit us up on www.partytrainradio.com or email me, DJ Carmi at yahoo.com. And with that being said, we are out.